This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Statewide elected officials believe the Jindal administration's budget axe has dulled from overuse, since the latest round of cuts are far from even.
The cuts seem to be disproportionate.
In this second round of proposed mid-year budget cuts, Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden would have more than $3 million lopped off his tourism budget. The Secretary of State's office is being cut by almost $1 million, the Insurance Commissioner by $1.4 million, the Treasurer by $500,000, and the Agriculture Department by more than $2 million. Ag Commissioner Mike Strain says these cuts don't add up fairly.
All the statewide elected officials together are less than 1% of the budget. The statewide officials are taking 16% of the hard dollar budget cuts.
Strain believes that violates the Constitution.
The Constitution allows the governor to cut up to 3%. He can cut up to 5% with the approval of the Joint Legislative Committee on the budget.
Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden says this time it certainly seems that all the statewides are facing the budget guillotine, while Governor Jindal's office is barely being nicked.
It doesn't seem fair when you look at the governor's office, the executive budget taking, a $10,000 cut.
In Darden's case, this isn't the first time he's been told to, figuratively, fall on his sword.
Certainly it seems to me that I've been targeted over the years in this administration.
Darden and the other statewides are lobbying members of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, urging them to spread the cuts around a bit more, making them more proportional to overall budget allocations and putting them back in line with what the state constitution says. Joint budget meets February 20th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.